Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's get right back into it, man. This is easy. This is a sprint, not a marathon. 5-hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Shout out to the boy, Nikki Kaz. Nikki Kaz was on Boomer and Geo this week, and I text Nikki, and he was like, yo, 4 hours is a long time to be on. He did the morning show, and I'm like, bro, I've done the 5-hour show by myself probably 200 times. I'm like, you just get reps.
The first show I ever did was 5 hours solo.
What'd you say?
The first show I ever did was 5 hours.
I remember. So, yeah. I remember listening to that. You did very well. And I know you probably over-prepared, which you got to over-prepare. You got to write things down, and you got to read articles, and you got to clip things and have notifications. And there's so many things that I haven't even hit on yet. Honestly,
once you start, you're just talking.
Yeah, honestly, it's better to, like, you know, even in my open, I didn't read that open. I just had points that I knew. You know, we're going to say this and get to this and get to this. And then we're going to get to you at 888-808-1019. But before we bring the Yankee fans back in, you know, this Mets game right now, losing Griffin Canning like that, which everybody is speculating on Twitter that it's an Achilles, that's a rough blow. Because you just lost Kodai Senga. You just lost Tyler McGill. You get Frankie Montas back, you lose another guy. Clay Holmes has hit a wall as a starter. But Sean Manaea just had a setback, and I was going to say, you're getting Sean Manaea back, but we don't know exactly when we're going to get Sean Manaea back, and here comes the trade deadline and the All-Star break. This Mets pitching lab and this Mets pitching that they were able to rely on to get them through a lot of this year in close one-run, two-run games, as the season starts to evolve and take shape, this Mets lineup has to get it done, and they started to rally a little bit after that. It seemed like they, you know, said, okay, that little injury delay, Canning is hurt. Like, we got to make something happen here. We, you know, got to get it going. Brett Beatty singled. Luis Torrens grounded into a force out. And Ronnie Mauricio had a broken bat single into the outfield. It's funny, I took a call from somebody last night saying Mauricio is lazy or he doesn't seem like he's really hustling. And I think they were leaning into, like, he'll be the casualty when Vientos comes back to be sent down. I mean, Mendoza spoke today and he said, you know, there's a possibility that, you know, they're all in the lineup. It's possible to see Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty, and Ronnie Mauricio all on the roster together, the baby Mets. So maybe the baby Mets are staying. I would send Jared Young somewhere. But now you're in a game here where Robbie just made me laugh. yeah, he just broke my train of thought. Now you're in a game here, though, which turns into essentially a bullpen game to decide the series. The Mets were not able to rally after they had runners on second and third, Torrens on third, Mauricio on second. Lindor struck out, Nimmo flew out, and now the Mets bring in their... this is the same pitcher that came in after Canning, Warren. So, I don't know. It's a bullpen game against the Braves, who have won 5 out of 6. It's a bullpen game against the Braves, who are looking to take this second series after taking the first one in Atlanta. It's a night where you could take first place back, but you're going to have to earn it tonight. So here we are, top fourth inning in Citi Field, and it's 0-0. Not many hits on the board. I'll keep you updated on that. But, you know, we're talking all around the New York Yankees and the state of the Yankees on this mental health break day from watching the games. And I know, you know, someone like commented on my post, and I don't care. I read all these things, and people say all types of stuff on the internet. But sometimes, once in a while, things get at me where someone's like, oh, you're crying in first place. The Yankees had a 7.5 game lead in first place not too long ago. They have a half game lead in first now. No one's crying, but if you don't understand, like, come on, bro. Like, what are we talking about? And, like, the amount of Yankee fans, like, I guess I pissed Yankee fans off this week. I saw some random person on Twitter that had this whole thread about, oh, Yankee fans don't deserve anything. Like, we're not allowed to criticize the organization, players, talk about the team. Like, I think that means you care. If you are the type of fan that just is glass is always half full, completely brainwashed and optimistic, that's great for you living in Never Never Land. But I grew up a long time ago. Santa Claus is not real. I'm sorry. There's actually probably some kids still listening. Peter Pan had to grow up. I'm not in Never Never Land anymore. Like, the Yankees are not just guaranteed to get to the World Series and win it.
Like when I said Cal Raleigh might win the MVP.
That's different, bro. Don't get me started on that. But even, like, since you said that.
I bet it at 2,400 because you argued with me. It's now plus 500.
Hey, since you said that, his home run pace ticked up.
67. I could probably cash out for triple the money I put down on that right now. But I'm not going to because I can make 10 times the money at least.
I don't even want to talk about it. Cal Raleigh cannot be stopped. And, like, and at catcher, 2 weeks ago,
that has value. Plus, there's
but he's playing in Seattle
Judge.
With the Mariners.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not going to beat out Judge unless Judge continues to. But, like, 2 weeks ago, Rami sent me Cal Raleigh as, like, the AL MVP, and I was offended. I'm like, we're Yankee fans. It's Judge. Judge is going for the Triple Crown, and I sent him the odds, and Judge was like minus like 10,000 or something ridiculous, and Cal Raleigh was plus 2,500. And since that day, Cal Raleigh must have been on Twitter or something. He just started boop, having two home run games, hitting a home run every game. He had like six home runs in five games.
But you baited me into betting it. It's Judge, now plus 550.
And then Boom must have seen the tweet too, because he's like, Judge homered in the first two games against Kansas City. I'm going to rest him today. And Judge took a nosedive with his average, where it's not a lock that he's going to have the highest average. Jacob Wilson is right there. Judge took a nosedive as far as his pace with his homers.
Yep.
And now Cal Raleigh is, you know, clearly the guy.
Plus, he's got the best nickname in the game. A nickname I can relate to.
The Big Dumper.
I told Connor before when I came in, I wish people around here would start calling me the Big Dumper.
Nah, pause. I don't know how. I heard this story about how that came up. Like, it's something that came up with him in the minors, him being a catcher. And obviously,
no,
I guess
it's because the boy
is thick. The boy is thick. Pause. They have run with it. They even made like a Big Dumper bobblehead. And like, it's a thing out there. So, I mean, Cal Raleigh has 32 homers. He is on a ridiculous pace. Judge has 28. Shohei has 28. And, you know, it's still out there for Judge to win the Triple Crown. But he's got some work to do. He's got to get right. Hopefully this weekend against the Athletics, he gets right. I just mentioned Jacob Wilson. Do not think that the young Sacramento Athletics are coming in here and going quietly. They cannot wait to play in a big ballpark like Yankee Stadium in front of these Yankee fans the summer weekend. And they just did the ribbon cutting in Vegas. They know that their stadium is on the way. So it's not a guarantee that the Yankees waltz into Yankee Stadium this week and just sweep the A's. It'd be nice. But they got to get right. 888-808-1019. Bruce is in Howell on the Fan. How you feeling, Bruce?
Yeah, what's up? I actually just called Rami to update him on it. As it happened, that is 100% an Achilles injury. Exact same thing as Halliburton.
It sucks. It's like, what is going on with, like, we saw Tatum's injury. We saw Damian Lillard's injury. Now this, somebody, Aaron Rodgers, J.K. Dobbins. Kirk Cousins.
It's like weird.
There's so many Achilles pops.
Yeah, it's weird in baseball. Say, I saw it right away. I was like, that's Halliburton. Maybe they should make a trade out for Stroman for McNeil.
Stroman for McNeil? Done. Done. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Done. I mean, didn't have to think about that for long. Absolutely done.
I don't think Met fans would want that. That didn't go well the first time around with Stroman.
Yeah, Met fans are like, yeah, right. No way. But I'm like, can McNeil play third?
And Met fans have long hated McNeil, but he's
that's funny too.
Off to a good
Mets
start.
Mets fans hate on McNeil. Didn't want him back. You know, and you know how much was made over that catch yesterday.
I had somebody like for a guy who doesn't play the outfield or even
you
or
would
center
think
field
that that was the Willie Mays basket catch the way it's been talked about. It was the second out of the game. I heard Evan talking about
it. Well, what number
even
out
Big
was
Mac.
The Willie Mays catch?
Oh, it doesn't
was
matter.
The number out matter? That's my point.
That was a much higher level of difficulty.
I agree, but for a guy who's not an outfielder to go make
that
catch
is that
in
Evan?
Field. Hey, they're showing Evan on TV.
As we speak, speak of the devil and the devil arise. Evan with the bucket hat on, and Evan's got the Mets polo, and you know he's got his scorebook out. Hand up.
You see Jet
I've never
sitting there
a game.
With his head to the...
Was that his son?
Jet sitting there, yeah, with his back to the game. Leaning his head on the railing.
I didn't even see him. I saw the person next, but in the seat next to Evan, that's why you couldn't see a person. His son was...
Yeah, his son's sitting on the floor with his back at the
not
up against the railing.
Does not rather be anywhere else. You got to play his drop.
I'm saying that to the group chat now.
You got to play Evan's son's drop. Evan out there scoring the game with the Mets bucket hat on, the Mets polo on after hosting an afternoon drive live from the Cadillac Club. Yeah, I never scored a game. I'm not that kind of fan, yo. I'm not that
Mets
kind of
suck.
Fan. Drop it again.
Mets suck.
This kid is at the game like Griffin Canning went down.
Mets suck.
Take me home, Dad.
Mets suck.
Mario in Long Beach back on the fan. What's up, bro? Mario!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Mario's got a hold. Usually Mario's ready to rock. I don't know. Maybe it's the phones. Maybe it's us. Let's try somebody else, and we'll see what the deal is. In Wayne, New Jersey, Tony, you're on the fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Keith, long-time listener. I love your show. And I agree with your opening how the Yankees are just soft. There's like no hustle. When Jazz got thrown out the other day, he should have been benched. There's no accountability for stuff. DJ LeMay, who was good at one point, his best days are long behind him. He doesn't even belong on this roster anymore. And, you know, I'm a longtime Yankee fan. I'm going to be 55, so I've seen the glory days. And I hate to say what George would do, but George would never stand for this. Hal is not his father, unfortunately. The Yankees should have blew past the apron and signed Bergman and had a solid third baseman instead of playing these games like we are this year. I'll listen to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, you know, and that's something else that went off on Twitter a little bit. Somebody said, this guy's calling the Yankees soft. And they found a picture of me from actually the night before my wedding that exists on Twitter because I didn't have any headshots. I didn't have any good pictures. And when I came in the WFAN, they're like, hey, we need a picture of you like without a Yankees hat, which is also rare, hard to find me without a Yankees hat. We need a picture of you to put into the news article. I just went to my camera roll and put that picture out there, and someone was like, this guy's calling the Yankees soft, basically calling me soft. I'm not soft, bro. Not at all. And I came up in a different era. I came up in a, I guess maybe it's the football mentality in me. I see the Yankees, and I'm like, these guys, I'm sure they have every possible resource in the world. They probably have their clothes washed and tailored and dry cleaned, their food brought to them, delivered. They're in the nicest hotels. They've got car service, drive, like, and they should. They should. But, you know, a guy like Jazz, who I like Jazz, I've been saying this all week, man. I like the swag. I like the one-piece anime gear. I like his whole routine, right? He hits a homer. He's got the Ken Griffey Jr. swing. He's got the floater, the push shot at first base. He comes around. He does the Antonio Brown. He does the Euro step. When we do the roll call for him, he's shooting the Kobe shot. Like, I like all of that. I like all of that. But at the same time, I said Jazz got to get it under control. If Boone can't control you and then even the Captain Judge can't control you, like, that tells me that you're allowed to, like, you have no fear of repercussions. You're allowed to just do anything. And then after the game, he actually responded to my tweet under the Yes Network. What rubbed me the wrong way was, you know, he talked about the umpire, and he said, oh, we got a job to do tomorrow. He's got to come out and call the game, and I got to impress my fans. No, that's not your job. Your job is not to impress your fans. Your job is to play to help us win the game. And you having such an ego trip, power trip, losing your cool, took you out of the game and you couldn't impact the game and we lost. Like, that's got to get checked. But you can't check Jazz because you need his bat in the lineup. You bench him the next day after losing that game. He doesn't hit the two-run homer. You don't teach him any type of lesson. Like, there is no lesson to be taught. But I'm like, Jazz, I want you to be a Yankee. I just saw the Yankees put out his whole Prince of the City, Day in the Life of Jazz. I'm like, man, I want this guy to stick around. I'm rooting for the brother. But at the same time, you have to think about the team. We need you in the game. The captain and the manager got to check him. Like, yo, this is the second time you got thrown out arguing balls and strikes. Like, you lost your whole at bat over the third pitch. And then DJ, you guys know and I know it. DJ is past his prime. But because of the contract attached to him and the relationships that he's built in the building, they're not going to kick him to the curb. I look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers have kicked so many established major league players that you know their names that are a little bit over the hill. They're just like, bye. They rotate players in and out of there. And they're always looking to improve. At the trade deadline, in the winter, they're always making moves. They're always bringing in better players because they're trying to win. They're trying to win at all costs. The Yankees would like to win. But there's a little thing here and there, a couple other. Oh, I thought that was a homer. Juan Soto walks, and that is the walk machine. That is the polar bear Pete Alonso with the WFAN Evan and Tiki bump, a double off the wall, almost a homer. I thought they were trying to get two homers out of him tonight, but Pete Alonso is due. So now the Mets are in business, runners at the corners. Bottom of the fourth here, no outs. Here comes the flying squirrel, Jeff McNeil. Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Dr. Noel, Tuxedo, New York. You're live on the Fan.
What's up, Keith?
You know, talking about the Yankees, watching the Mets, taking calls, trying to pass the time.
I love it. Well, listen, you are the king of the drive, of the 4 or 5 hour drive. You do the KM to AM. You know what that's about, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so wondering about like Boone and getting a new manager, right? We just got rid of Tibbs, who just took us to almost the finals, and now we got Boone, who took us to the World Series. Like, who are you going to replace him with?
You're not. He just got an extension. Shout out to Mark from the Bleacher Creatures. We were having a back and forth about this, and I'm like, there is no other. This is the manager. That's why I'm calling for change. Right. I'm calling for something different. I'm calling for something to happen. And we don't have to necessarily hear what happens, but we want to see the results. Don't let another losing streak, scoreless streak, pathetic display of baseball happen this stretch. Like, I know it's baseball and some things are going to happen. You're going to lose games, but it's not that you lost. It's how you lost. There were too many flaws and too many little things. And I think it's because there's so much of a laissez-faire approach. There's so much of a soft, oh, these guys, you'll get them tomorrow. It's okay. The fans are tough on these guys. It's hard. There's so much pressure in New York. Baseball's grueling. It's 162 games.
No, I agree. I agree totally. It's just hard to imagine that this is sounds like Cadillac problems, but we do need to win a championship. So let's go. Let's do something different. I agree.
Thanks for the call. No, I was also talking to my guy, Mark, about winning a championship. You know, and I don't say this because I don't really believe it, but I'm not going to argue you guys that say, oh, the Yankees are good as long as they're making money. The Yankees are good as long as the stadium's full because they're going to sell out. We're going to be there. I don't know how many invitations I got to come this weekend. I won't be there tomorrow. Fireworks night. There's people's birthdays this weekend. Shout out my boy Dave. He's got his birthday Saturday. Like, people are going to be out at Yankee Stadium. I'm taking this weekend off. I need a mental health weekend off. I'll watch on TV. They're going to sell out because they're the New York Yankees. The brand is built. The other night I was talking about how I think Forbes came out with the top valued franchises, and they're at the top. They're going to be. It's just they're the most famous brand. They've built it off of the history. But like I say that to say this, win another one. I've been screaming this for 4 years on the Fan. The next World Series you win is going to be shinier than all the rest combined. You hosted 3 World Series games. You made X amount of extra millions off of this run to the World Series. Win it. Like, spare no expense. Stop at nothing to win it. And you'll build a brand new money tree. You'll have a parade. You'll have merch. You'll have endless amounts of parties. Every player will have their own party. Every influencer. Every famous fan. Every rapper. Every actor, every person that's a Yankee fan that comes to Yankee Stadium will want to have their World Series party. And you can stretch that for so long. Opening day, you'll celebrate the World Series champion. Like, win. And stop just thinking that, like, you can get by with the DJ LeMayus or playing Jazz out of position, or, oh, we'll put Peraza in there or Pablo Reyes in there. Or, yeah, this will have to, like, nah, man. Here comes another deadline. Here comes another opportunity to, you know, push your chips into the middle and show us all that you mean business. You got embarrassed last year. Get back to the World Series and win it. It'll feel a lot better than just going to the World Series and making the profit of 3 games. It'll feel a lot better to win. Like, it'll change everything. It'll change everything. Be the New York team that brings the parade back to the city. I think they can do it. And that's why I'm concerned, because this little stretch, I know it's going to happen. It happens almost every year, but there are so many things that I'm like, we've seen this. This isn't new. This is the same thing that's happened. Different players on the team, but the same thing with Aaron Boone's Yankees, these participation trophy Yankees. Get it together. Clean it up. Okay, Mario is back. Long Beach. Mario, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, you got me. I'm sorry about that. I accidentally had the phone on mute and I didn't realize it.
You're good. Well, I know you do this every day. I know you're with the program.
You know, it's funny. You said something earlier that's true when you were talking about the Steinbrenners, that they said hustle. This is the problem we have, Keith. I'm a retired banker. I make good money. But I had to grow my balances every year, right? If I kept them the same, I kept my job. If I grew them, I got a bonus. But if they went down, I could lose my job. They can't lose anything, these players. They are spoiled and entitled. Now, how can you be the boss? You're the manager and you're the boss, right? And you got players making 10 times more than you make. What can you do to them? You know, this is the problem. But so what I think they should do is, you know what? You make 10 times more. I don't care. So Soto, if you, I counted this year, 7 times Soto didn't run, he would have made it. Nobody wants to talk about that because Soto gets a pass. Right?
Yeah, not now, because now we're getting Soto. Now we're getting the Soto that was promised.
No, but hear me out here. So what they should do is bench the guy for a game, for one game.
Of course.
And let him, and then if they,
that's,
and then
that's
if they
old school, right? You would think, like, we need an old school manager. We need an older gentleman to lay down the law. It's not about what these guys make. They're supposed to respect the manager. And I don't know if they do. Like, they're supposed to be, and that's why I think there has to be a level of fear. And I only bring up the George story because somebody was talking about Mattingly, and I thought, I'm like, these guys, they feared that they could be traded or they, like, something could happen to them if they didn't hustle.
Because
George made it, like, you are the New York Yankees. Do you know what that means to people? Do you know what you mean to people? You know how important this is? It's an honor. It's a privilege. You guys get paid handsomely. The least you can do is go out there and bust your ass every day. Be locked in. Yeah, dialed in. There's no excuse to not know how many outs there are.
No. But one last point here is, if you just said somebody earlier, like if they sent him down because he wasn't hustling, you said they might do that, in general. How do you think the rest of the team feels if they see Soto making $50 million not hustling and then a guy making $1 million not hustling and getting sent down? You think that sends a good message to the rest of the team?
No, I mean, in the Mets, they have enough talent and they figured it out. And, I mean, he's not a Yankee anymore, and I rarely think about him. Thanks for the call, Mary. I know people think I obsess about Juan Soto, but there's never one single at-bat that I'm like, damn, I wish Juan Soto was coming up to the plate. Watching these Yankees with Max Fried, I understand Max Fried exists because Juan Soto doesn't. And congratulations, Mets fans. Juan Soto is actually still Juan Soto as we thought, but a lot of us had our fun the first 2 months of the season. You know, he's yours for 15 years, but it took him 15 weeks to get back to form. You know, it was hard to shake those pinstripes off. It was hard to get over his ex. But we knew Juan Soto was going to hit. He's one of the best hitters in the game. The Yankee fan will tell you for sure because the Yankee fan watched all his at-bats last year, right? Right. But yeah, I don't miss Juan Soto. I heard that conversation today. It's like, we cannot let that go. It's going to be a while, I guess. But it'll come right back up because the Subway Series is coming up. Yankees-Mets in Queens. But good. Juan Soto is having the best month out of anyone, maybe next to Cal Raleigh. Good. Juan Soto is giving you a return on investment, which he should. Like, Juan Soto makes a ton of money. He's supposed to ball like this. He's going to be the greatest Met of all time. Congrats. And he broke a record last night, and I was listening to Big Mac talk about it because I didn't see the interview, and I didn't care. But Big Mac said, like, Juan Soto got emotional talking about passing Jimmy Fox for, the most multi-homer games under the age of 27. And I'm like, Juan Soto is a me guy. Juan Soto's really turning up in June because he wants to go to the All-Star game. Like, he's about himself. And that's not a bad thing. I heard Evan talking about it. Well, like, he's a me guy, not a team guy. Well, that ensures, like, if this guy wants to be the greatest of all time, right, this guy is always thinking about himself and his stats, like, he's going to hit. He's also going to be a DH. But he's going to hit, so congrats to the Mets fans and the richest owner in the sport for signing Juan Soto, but the Yankees didn't need him. And yeah, like, plan B that we're in, the Yankees have their own problems and their own issues and their own things to deal with. But you absolutely needed Max Fried, and you also needed Devin Williams and Paul Goldschmidt and Cody Bellinger and some of these other pivot moves, Fernando Cruz. Juan Soto wasn't going to fix all that. Like, think about right now, without Gerrit Cole, if Juan Soto was in this lineup and, like, how many bad at-bats we've seen, how many at-bats these guys are swinging at the first pitch or striking out. Juan Soto can't solve all that with a walk. So I just really think now here we are, in June, about to be July. Congrats. And the Met fan still has to be like, see, Juan Soto loves being a Met. Good. He should. I would love anybody that gave me $765 million. But it took a while. You got to remind us, right? You got to always remind the Yankee fan, like, he's a Met and he's happy. Okay. The vibes are high in Metland. I hope Juan Soto hits the game-winning home run for the Mets to defeat the Braves and split the series tonight. But, yeah, we got our own issues. The Yankees have their own issues and enough talent to go back to the World Series and win it.
And you're Juan Soto. You need to do damage, not draw a walk. And Juan Soto's looking for a walk. Swing the bat, bro.
That's in the system from last year when he was a Yankee.
I have it saved from last year.
Rami, you are the guy. I was calling for that the other day. I forget who was producing my show, but I'm like, it's funny.
It's not in the system, but I post it every so often on
Twitter. I'm like, it's funny how like that was the conversation last year when he was a Yankee, swing the bat, do damage, and then you know he's working all these, whatever, man. It's fun. I think the whole Juan Soto dynamic between Mets and Yankees is great.
I text it to Sal sometimes, too, just to, you know, he has fun. He's good at having fun.
I was on with Sal at Fanatics Fest, and he was, like, trying to bait me into the Soto stuff, and I'm like, I don't care about Soto. You know who I miss? I miss Gerrit Cole. Imagine we had Gerrit Cole. We'd really be ready to roll.
Yeah, but Gerrit Cole can't hit for you.
Yeah, but Gerrit Cole, I think, also, and Gerrit Cole said this, and he was on the broadcast with Kay, and he did a few innings in the booth. His voice is hilarious, but I think he's a leader. I think when he speaks in that clubhouse, they listen because of what he's done. I think if he was playing right now, he'd be able to help stabilize a bit, but not playing, he spoke to this. Like, there's a difference when you're not performing, when you're with the team and you're not performing, but I know he's trying to help. 888-808-1019. Got eyes on the Met game. It's still scoreless, and we're just kind of waiting here for... Oh, actually, no, the Mets drove a run in there. Okay, so the Mets get on the board. With a Tyrone Taylor sack fly with two outs, Juan Soto ends up scoring after Juan Soto was able to get to third after Pete Alonso double. So the Mets strike first here, and now we're in the top of the fifth, no outs. And let's see if the Braves have an answer. I'm answering calls on the Yankees, as I've been kind of calling this a mental health day, a break in between. And yes, we know the Yankees are in first place for now. Yes, we know the Yankees have all-stars as the all-star voting is starting to come out, and we'll get to that. But if you are a Yankee fan that has watched this team for these last few years, have good teams that have won 100 games, 90-something games, get to the postseason, we're not okay with just getting to the postseason. We're not okay with just like, and that's the thing too, there's so many Yankee fans that are like, we win every year. Like, they're using the example, oh, we were in the World Series last year. Yeah, and we threw up all over ourselves. We got embarrassed, got mocked, and some of the same stuff that the team that embarrassed us and mocked us about, we're doing again. And the first opportunity we had to go, you know, get some type of revenge on that team, they smacked us, smoked us.
Terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible.
And it's been a little bit of a rough stretch for the Yankees, but this too shall pass. And my hope is that, okay, with this 16 days straight without an off day, that's the roughest part of the season. At least we don't have to go out west. And we do have the All-Star break coming up, but nobody feels sorry for the Yankees. We will face the Oakland A's, not the Oakland A's, the Sacramento A's, soon to be Vegas A's, at home. And I hope they sweep them. I hope they get right. Because then they got to go to Toronto and face the Blue Jays, who aren't a slouch. And then Citi Field against the Mets. It's not going to have as much juice as the first series, but you know the dynamic here at WFAN with all these Mets hosts and Yankees hosts and how they're going to, you know, drum up the conversation and the back and forth on that. And that's where we're heading. And the Yankees got to get right. And I feel like the mentality needs to change. What I have observed with the Yankees in this recent stretch is it's too much of a country club. It's too chill. It's too casual. It's too much of a feeling of like, oh yeah, you know, we're right there. We're gonna work this out, and we're gonna get through this. Well, how about you force your way through it? How about you make the changes and do the things that have to happen to get you there, and not just expect them to happen on their own? 888-808-1019. 1-0 Mets. Top of the fifth. Still taking your calls on the Yankees, but we'll get to the Knicks and their head coaching conversation. We'll get to the Nets and their first round of the draft, and I don't know really how to process this. I'm trying to reserve any judgment, and we'll definitely talk about the All-Star voting in the MLB All-Star game and where we're looking at the Mets and the Yankees to land there. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, now I know how to handle this here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I've never heard this song before. And honestly, I just turned my headphones up. I'm like, what is this? And Rami goes, Kanye. And I go, no, we don't do Kanye. We don't do Kanye. And Rami goes, I'm Jewish, I'm allowed. We don't do Kanye. Kanye is all the way canceled. I miss the old Kanye, but like
if anyone would be,
I don't know
by
that
him,
song. I do not listen. If that's off Kanye's latest album, that's the first time this has hit my ears. So when you were, I didn't know if it was an ad. I didn't know if it was something programmed. I'm like, what? Oh, this is for me to come back into. But anyway, that's a good segue into the new Jewish Brooklyn Nets. It's unfortunate, man, because I really feel. Like, we just live in a time where people are allowed to tweet anything, post anything. Like, the anti-Semitism that has popped up around the picks that were made. I actually celebrated this last night. The Nets draft, I don't know what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to find the point guard of the future. That's why they started off just picking guards. But their last two picks in the NBA draft were two guys that played for Team Israel. And they're like, they're proud Jewish men, and I think the Jewish community is supporting the Brooklyn Nets. And if you know anything about the Jewish community in Brooklyn, and obviously if you go back to Kyrie Irving and his mistakes with what he posted and what he did, like, I think this is a positive thing. But negative things had surrounded it on Nets Twitter that I saw, and people are just protected. But I saw Stop Anti-Semitism on Twitter put out a bit of good news coming to NYC in a historic event for Israeli basketball. Two Israeli players, Ben Sarif and Danny Wolf, were selected in the first round of the 2025 NBA draft. The Brooklyn Nets drafted them both, with Sarif going 26th and Wolf going 27th. He's a dual American Israeli citizen. And then they have pictures of them both playing for Team Israel. And it says Mazel Tov to both. Now, what I'll say is, I just was watching last week the series on the Brooklyn Nets YouTube called Scout. And the last episode of Scout, episode 3, is about the Brooklyn Nets and their international scouts. They almost foreshadowed what they were going to do here in this draft. They pretty much telegraphed that they were going to pick foreign players. And I don't know these players from anywhere. The one kid from BYU, I read that, like, you know, the Houston Cougars gave him a problem, and we all saw them in March Madness and throughout the season. That's the first kid they picked, Yegor Demin, 19-year-old kid out of Russia/BYU. And I don't know. We'll see what Drake Powell is coming out of UNC. They also took Nolan Traore out of France. But they go guard, guard, guard in their first three picks, four picks, and then we'll see what this big Danny Wolf ends up being as a forward slash center. I think Net fans were excited going into the draft, hosting the draft, almost never having a pick this high, and then having 1/6 of the first round picks, and you felt like, hey, if they just draft the best talent available, how can we mess this up? How can we lose? And I feel like they found a way to zig when you wanted them to zag. And I think there's a high chance that out of these five first round picks, more of them don't make it than do. All it takes is three of them to be bust and not be NBA players. And people will look back at this and be like, this was a mistake. They fumbled it again. And this is why there are Nets fans that live in misery. This is why Nets fans can't have nice things. Because you made history by acquiring five first-round picks that had never been done before. And you picked players that people have never heard of. There were a lot of American players that you passed on. There were a lot of players that played at American universities and schools that people would have been like, yeah, this is great to energize the franchise. And they had other plans. And there's a lot of foreign influence in the organization. I'm not watching the draft in here tonight, but you know, earlier, Shams reported that the Brooklyn Nets are trading number 36 pick and they're getting two future second-round picks. They're trading that to the Suns. They said, we're not picking again. We're not picking. We don't have room. We don't have room to pick another guy. And we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Whoever we pick, the fans aren't going to like it. They heard all the criticism and they said, no, Mas, we don't want to make another pick. So multiple people asking me as a Nets fan, how do I feel? I don't know how to feel. I'm trying to reserve judgment. But I think the Nets are going to suck again. I think they're going to be picking in the lottery again. I think it's going to take a long time. And if you're a Nets fan, you got to be patient. And it's hard to be patient, especially when the Knicks are this good. When the Knicks have a clear path, most people think, to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, if not the Finals, it's the Knicks' time. Let them have their time. And the Nets, I think Sean Marks, who I said is on 9 lives, now 10, this is his last leg. If this doesn't pan out, he's gone. If this doesn't pan, like, they could ruin this franchise even further, and it's just going to be hard for you to compete in this city against the New York Knicks for young fans. The Mets are competing. Pete Alonso has brought it today. I always talk about bumps. I feel like Evan Robert has given the Mets a bump. Mendy was on the show at Fanatics Fest Saturday. He talked about them scoring 8 runs. He talked about keeping Jared Young in the lineup. Jared Young homered that night. The Mets put up 11. Pete Alonso was the first guest on Evan and Tiki today. And so now Pete Alonso does it again. He had a double off the wall earlier, and he drives in Francisco Lindor. So
it's a simple formula. Come on the afternoon show. You guys are going to score runs.
I'm getting there. I'm trying to campaign for him. I'm trying to campaign for him. Maybe one day I'll get some actual guests. Maybe some Yankees will pop in with me. I've had a few on. I had Nestor when Nestor was here. I've had Oswaldo Cabrera on. What other active Yankees have I had on? I think that's it. But no, look.
Volpe could use a boost.
Yeah, I don't know if Volpe would come on. It's too much, like, right now. I would encourage him to not come on and speak, because I wouldn't even want to ask him the hard questions.
Maybe take some calls with him.
Hey, let's take a call. Jim is in Howard Beach on the Fan. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's going on, Pete?
Hanging out. Thanks for calling in. What you got?
Hey, man. No, I've been a fan of the Yanks late 50s, man. And I just, that thing that I've always known, that they've had batting coaches, hitting coaches, whatever you want to call them. And I know they got one. I do. But I just can't see why. Now, you remember one year, don't get the decade or whatever, Andy Lau used to teach these guys how to hit. And if they seen a flaw in their swing, they would have helped them adjust it, you know, somehow, some way, mechanical, whatever it may have been. And I'm trying to figure out, why isn't someone other than him going maybe and taking extra batting practice and all that? Do they have somebody, or do they get worked out, helped out, assisted by a hitting coach today?
Well, yeah, they have James Rawson as their hitting coach, and he might be on a little bit of a hot seat. They fired Dylan Lawson 2 years ago, and I think Casey Dykes is also another assistant. It's not good enough. I don't usually go to the coaches, but you're right. Like, they're supposed to help them with their approach. They're supposed, like, that's their jobs. And there's too many of them that seem to need help.
And that's the point. Everybody's bringing up, you know, yes, fair game. He's fair game. What both? He hasn't hit. And he's just, I don't know. You start hitting the right field and he's doing well. But there's got to be something, you know, other than the fact his chicken parmesan buddy saying, you know, he caught something. But that was earlier.
That was, yeah, last year.
I think it was last year, if I remember right. And I just.
Or 2 years ago, I think, even, because I don't know if Wells was up yet.
Yeah, but we all felt at the time, yeah, this is a good guy. This is a guy. You know, and it's just, you know, I'm still hoping, beyond hope. I understand that. And come up from bases loaded scenarios, second and third. And, well, he's not the only one's fault, you know, from doing that.
He's getting the brunt of it right now, and I hear you, Jim. Thanks for the call. Volpe is getting a brunt of a lot of the fans' ire and a lot of people looking at him. And I've tried to defend him. I know he's putting in the work. I know he wants to be great, and it's got to be better. It's got to be more consistent, rather. You know, he breaks through like he had that hit in Cincinnati that, you know, the center fielder didn't play correctly, ended up being a triple. It's just got to be more consistent. But ultimately, like, everybody's talking about how he projects to have 20 home runs and 90 RBI. But if it seems like the ball always bounces to him and he either doesn't make the play when you need it in like the ninth inning or a situation where that is magnified. And then also, it's like he's always up with two outs where he's our last chance. He's the last shot. How many games have ended on a Volpe strikeout or ground out, or how many innings where we were going to rally in with Volpe leaving runners on? It's tough. It's tough. And he is the shortstop. There is no other option. Peraza is not the other option. They're not going to trade for anybody. They're not going to bench him. They're not sending him down. So him and James Rosson and Casey Dykes and Pat Rossler, like, they got to figure it out, man. They got to figure it out consistently. It's got to be better. And, like, to go even deeper, there's people that question the Yankees scouting department, the Yankees developmental coaches, and, like, the whole organization and what they're teaching these guys coming up through the farm to when they get there. I don't know. I don't have those answers. It's got to be better. 888-808-1019. Randy is in the Bronx next on The Fan. What's up, Randy?
Jeez, what's going on? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Last time I spoke to you, the Knicks butt stank. And today I want to talk about the Yankees. I mean, you were just saying about Volpe. I know he's the shortstop of the Yankees, this, that, and the third, but I feel like they're feeding us something that is just not there. I mean, what I wanted to bring up too is, like, I know Soto came up when he was young. George Lombard. Give the kid a chance. Spencer Jones, another one. Dominguez. I heard the guys this afternoon talking about, DeMarcin and all of this. They're seeing this, that, and a third. And I haven't seen any production from him.
Thanks for the call, Randy. Sorry, there were birds chirping. It was choppy. The last thing you said was you haven't seen any production out of Dominguez, and we can't let that ride after last night. Dominguez, for the limited amount of time that he's played, he's had some moments, for real. I think when we look back to, like, the Trent Grishams of the world, right, Trent Grisham talked about it being tough to get a rhythm going, a flow going last year because he didn't play enough. That's what's happening to this young kid, and he's still finding a way to contribute. George Lombard Jr. is not ready. He's a 19-year-old kid. I saw him at Somerset. I'll be back there on August 2nd for the Black Yankees Negro League celebration at Somerset Patriots. I'm hosting. Come out. I saw Spencer Jones as well. He is all of 6'7 and 280 or whatever they bill him as, but he also needs a little bit more seasoning. But he's up there in years, so people are like, you know, send him up. Where's he playing? If there's nowhere for the Martian to play, where's Spencer Jones playing? And George Lombard, in theory, I guess, if you wanted to push that button, he could play third base, but you can't. Especially with the Volpe situation, you can't rush his development. Because if it doesn't pan out with Volpe, all of you are pointing to George Lombard Jr. as that's the future. So if that's the future, you don't want to rush him and ruin him. The answer isn't in the farm. The answer is in the dugout. The answer is in the clubhouse. And the answer is in the trade deadline and who they can get. They have enough talent. They need to perform. They need to change their mentality. The whole message I'm trying to send tonight is that after this stretch, what did we learn? And what I learned is like these guys are very casual at times. These guys are very comfortable at times. They need to get uncomfortable. They need to get a level of urgency. They need to get their ass kicked a little bit and realize, hey, what is the whole point of this season, right? Isn't this supposed to be a revenge tour? Isn't this supposed to be getting back to the World Series and winning it? Okay, well, what happened last year? Maybe if you didn't lose some of those games in June, you would have had home field advantage in the World Series. Maybe that would have helped. A stat just came out recently that the Yankees under Boone, in the series that they have home field, they win. In the series that they have to go on the road and they're the visiting team and they don't have home field advantage in the postseason, they lose. Go back and think about it. So wouldn't you be thinking about winning as many games as possible to win the division, have the best record in the American League? And I know there's a lot more games to go. We're not even halfway yet, but you know, these are little things that as fans we're thinking about that I hope they're thinking about. I just feel like these guys are allowed to do whatever. They're allowed to go up to the plate, swing for the fences. They're allowed to do whatever on the base pass, run in the outs. The lineup changes every day. A guy like Carlos Rodon, who, yes, has been great. I'm sorry if I have an issue with him not fighting to be back out there in the seventh inning. I don't care that it's hot. You're always hot. What are they doing in Citi Field, bro? What is this? I don't know. Like, there's so many things about the Mets and Mets fans and what they do. I just can't get jiggy with it, bro. Like, these guys, I'm guessing, are on the big screen. They have these guys dressed in, like, alien suits. They're gyrating. And whatever, you know, different strokes for different folks. Whatever y'all do over there, that's fun. But, like, that's not what we do.
You need a new gimmick because they ran out of them and they weren't playing well.
They do need a new gimmick, bro. They need something for the Gimmets. Can't go back to the Grimace well. Hawk Tua girl just popped back out. Maybe she'll throw a first pitch. I thought Lil Dicky Love Lady was going to be the new gimmick. They got rid of him quickly. Oh, I know what the new gimmick is. The La Familia sign. Shout out to Jay Customs. They got the La Familia sign. If somebody can hit one over the fence, we'll see the La Familia sign. There's just always so much going on. There's always so many things. Bucket hat night. The Mets are wearing their blue jerseys at home for the first time. These like pullover jerseys that like don't have buttons on them.
It's the rally pimp and Grimace.
Forgot about the rally pimp. Get him on camera. Playoff pumpkin. This is always thing. We got to get ready for the mascot race. But hey, so far so good. We're in the top of the sixth. After Griffin Canning went down, the Mets are up 2-0. They're looking to hold here. Pete Alonso's doing his thing. And right now, they're feeling good about splitting this series with the Braves. I'm not hating. I'm just saying I can never be a Met fan. It's not appealing to me. Some people do this. Some people do that. Like, there's so many things about the Mets. I'm like, nah. I took a call last night. They're like, well, what if your son grows up to be a Met fan? I'm like, no. How? My son doesn't even know what a Met is. He does not know the Mets exist. He fully knows about Yankees. Yankee game. Yankee game. Dada wear Yankee logo. Mets? No, he doesn't. They don't exist. So we'd be so far down the road before my son even realized there's another team in New York. It's 9 o'clock, 2 hours down, 3 hours to go. When we come back, I do want to talk more about the Nets. I see I got a couple calls about the Nets. We'll talk more about the draft in general and just where we are in the NBA draft, what the Nets did. Still taking your calls on the Yankees, of course. I just saw a call drop off. The topic was the Yankees are soft. I think we've driven that home. But we do have to keep pushing forward. So coming up, more conversation around the Yankees. The Mets get out of that inning, so here we go now. Bottom six, they're holding up 2-0. And yes, we're going to talk about the Nets a little bit more, but really the entire NBA draft and then we'll get into conversation around the New York Knicks and their head coaching search. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Stay with us. We're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.